Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Simple question does not have a simple answer. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. The game of the season, Perloff, because of how similar these two quarterbacks are in terms of what's at stake, how much pressure, you know, the matchups they've had in the past.
Yeah, I could buy that, definitely. I mean, obviously, the winner will probably play the Chiefs, and that will also be the game of the year. But this is unique because these two guys are pitted against each other with legacy on the line.
Absolutely. Not just MVP for this year on the line, although that's technically already been decided. We just have no idea who the voters picked. Kind of leans a little towards Lamar. I think he closed the gap on Josh over the last month. But there's a couple ways you can slice this. Mm-hmm. The simplest question, who's the better quarterback? Good luck to you on that. I mean, that's such a beauty in the eye of the beholder type thing, but we can talk about it. And then the question is, who do you want in this game? And, you know, if you're asking me the latter question, which is who do you want in this game? This is where I can make the case for my guy. Who do you want in this game?
Who do you think will win? We all know who you want.
Okay. Well,
you know
want
the Buffalo Bills to win.
I want the Buffalo Bills. I live and die with this team. You guys know I'm from upstate New York. Okay, all of that. But this is where I can make the best case for Josh Allen. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. Am I talking myself into this? Yeah, a little bit, because you'd be crazy to just say, oh, it's going to be a landslide one way or the other. In fact, if I really sit down and really think about it, I go back to week 4, Sunday Night Football, whole entire NFL world watching, and the Bills got smoked. Now, both of these teams are different from where they were in week 4.
Yeah, there was no Matt Milano in that game. It doesn't even count.
Yeah, if you don't have your linebackers, what are you doing against a run game?
Yeah, they were missing everybody in that game. Right?
Okay, so. But also, to be fair to the Ravens, they are much different than week 4. Their defense was, what do the kids say? Sus?
Yeah,
suspect. Now their defense has really come. They are a much more round, complete team. The only thing is Zay Flowers' injury situation, you know, is still to be determined, although it seems to be he's trending towards playing. I don't know how much I should glean from week 4. I've seen Derrick Henry run over the Bills for years, whether it was the Titans or this year against Baltimore. But if we're keeping it just a quarterback conversation, how Josh Allen gets the nod is he is the better postseason quarterback, hands down. He has played some of his best games in the postseason. Now, have they won all these games? He's 6-5 in playoff games, but Lamar is 3-4. So some of the games they've lost, and some of the games, you know, it hasn't been perfect, but he has played much better than Lamar Jackson on the whole in playoff games. That's where Josh Allen gets the nod for this game.
Okay, well, there's two debates here. Who's the better quarterback overall, or who's the better quarterback in this game? Because this game, to me, is not about who's the better quarterback. It's about 8 degrees, and that favors Josh Allen.
8 degrees the temperature.
8 degree high. Or actually 8 degree low, but the
11 degree low, 19 degree high.
Oh, okay. I saw 8. It might go even lower. But
well, the game kicks off at 6:30. That's not the high. That's when you dip into the low.
I think that is going to gut the Ravens' offense, because they're not just Derrick Henry. They need that they need the passing game as like the explosive plays. And I just don't see, how are you going to throw in 8 degrees? Is Lamar going to drop back and throw a 50, that Bateman pass, that deep corner? That's just not going to happen. So I feel like Josh Allen, the Bills are so much less reliant on Josh Allen to actually do anything. Like they, you know, against the Broncos, like they just, they really have not used Josh Allen. Like he barely, his throwing is down, what, 20% this year? So they are much better suited for conservative game. But I think ultimately, legacy-wise, I think Lamar Jackson is going to go down as a better quarterback. And I'll tell you why.
Because the MVPs?
The MVPs, but also, too, if you, I think at the end of the day, Lamar Jackson is such, like, the superpower of running. They're basically the same quarterback, except Lamar Jackson's superpower is a little better than Josh Allen's superpower. Like, he is, yeah, even this year, he is breaking every, like, he is the most prolific running quarterback by so far.
Yeah.
That I think history will judge that.
Okay,
as a special power, and I think he'll get higher on the list. Unless Josh Allen wins a Super Bowl this year, then the Super Bowls might mess it up. But say they're at the same number of Super Bowls when it's all said and done, I think Lamar is higher on the list of quarterbacks.
Listen, I think the postseason awards are what going to do it. Yeah, are what, you're playing in the same era. You're playing in the same conference. Like, things are, you know, all things being equal, which is, I guess, is it's still a subjective award, but all things being equal, Lamar keeps winning these MVPs and Josh does not. But here's where I'll kind of disagree with that. You're saying Lamar's superpower is better than Josh's superpower, which is running the ball.
Yeah. Josh has that superpower,
too. They run so differently, though. Lamar Jackson doesn't lower the shoulder and create contact on the sideline with linebackers to get another 5 yards. You know, Lamar isn't doing, he's more elusive. It's still tough. It's impossible to bring down. It's amazing. But I don't know if you can necessarily say Lamar's is better. It's just different.
How can you not say Lamar Jackson's running game is better than Josh Allen's, as good as Josh Allen's?
Because Josh Allen can take contact like Lamar can. It's very different. Lamar is more entertaining as a runner, I guess I would say, or maybe, again, I'll say more elusive. But if you're asking about who's more effective as a runner, I think Josh is just as effective. He runs like a bowling ball. Lamar Jackson runs like a ping pong ball.
Yeah, I think the numbers just show Lamar Jackson is definitely more effective. Like, Lamar is basically, like, he's like one of the 4 or 5 most effective runners in the entire NFL. Now, Josh will get every first down. It's amazing.
That's what I'm saying. You are third and short, or third and medium. What do you think's happening?
But remember last year's playoff against the Texans? Like Lamar will break it off, and he was hurt last year. This year, he's way healthier. I think, well, actually, he looked a little banged up at the end of the last game. But I think, like, he'll run for 100 yards in a big game. Josh is not going to do that. Yeah. And that might be choice.
Dirty yards versus Lamar sometimes gets the dirty ones, but it's not like Josh. So,
but Lamar is, it's funny you say that. Like, Lamar is the most effective running quarterback in the NFL history by 100 miles.
Okay,
by 100 miles.
But I'm just saying we're getting bogged down in this one point.
Yeah,
I'm saying Josh's running style is so much different than Lamar.
Yeah,
and it's, I don't know how you want to say effective. I mean, it is effective. He keeps drives alive. And to be fair, he wasn't even really doing that much against the Broncos, which maybe the Broncos gave a little blueprint, a tiny bit, maybe to the Ravens. But I think Josh's running style, being that punishing running style, I would say is also a superpower. Yeah. I think it's on par. But yes.
But I think legacy-wise, though, the running is really what's going to make Lamar top 5 on the all-time quarterback list if he continues like this.
Totally. 855-212-4227. If you're asking the quarterback I want in this game, I'm going with my guy, Josh Allen. And if you're asking me the better quarterback overall, the MVPs, and it's going to be the Super Bowls that determine it. Now, the funny, interesting part of this is, what if Mahomes keeps Jackson and Allen from, none of them win Super Bowls? Like, what if Mahomes really does this Michael Jordan type
thing? Yeah, and they're Barkley and Patrick Ewing.
And then you just, like, duke it out to the end of time.
I just think that's the scenario I'm playing out of my head, where the MVPs and the overall stats are going to favor Lamar slightly. Josh needs a Super Bowl, especially because the Bills, I mean, the funny thing is, you're talking about, like, the Bills specifically de-emphasized Josh Allen's role this year. Like, that is not, like, saying to me, like, he is great. Like, it's saying, like, okay, we got to have him throwing less so we can avoid turnovers.
Yeah.
Like, and that was...
Which worked.
Which, by the way, Maggie, you sat here on this show for 3 years and said, would you stop making Josh Allen throw the ball all the time?
Well, especially because he had a tendency to force it to one guy.
Yeah.
That was not good because, you know, defense picked up on that a little bit.
Yeah, but might not have been his fault. I mean, Diggs might have been complaining so much in the locker room that he had to.
just to maintain peace. I guess the other part of this is, yes, you say Josh Allen's been de-emphasized. I don't love the way that sounds. Because it's almost like he didn't turn into Trent Dilfer. You know, it didn't all of a sudden become, oh my gosh, it's the Everybody But Josh show. It, what he did is they just created, they actually oddly put more on his shoulders by taking away his number one receiving threat. Because you have to, first of all, have the discipline to keep running the ball. That's number one, which I don't think is a small thing. Two, you have no idea for the Bills where the ball's going. And so for Josh, that's really, it almost kind of made it like this, like what's going to happen? It's like a roulette almost, right? Based on the game plan. And I think in some ways they forced him to be a smarter quarterback. And he so far has risen to the challenge. The fact that the fumbles are basically, knock on wood, the fumbles are almost gone. The fact that the sacks are down. The fact that the turnovers are all down. Now, Lamar's did too. But that for Josh Allen was such a level of growth.
But why, I don't understand, like, why is that Josh Allen? He's handing the ball off more. You're going to get sacked less when you drop back less.
Okay, and all of that, though, matters, right? Because he's also been more efficient as a passer than he's ever been. They are not doing the deep bombs all the time on first down and on second down that end up putting them in these third and long situations. It's a totally different offense.
Also, totally different on the whole, because also their schedule was so ridiculous. I mean,
they had the division wrapped up at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the AFC East is such a joke. I mean, they did the old school Josh Allen showed up in those two games where they were in the 40s.
Against Chiefs and the Lions.
Yeah, like, and by the way, way more entertaining. I really enjoyed that game where they're like, all right, Josh, remember everything we've been doing this year, throw it out, go back to 2023 and sling it. And he was great. So the thing about this game on Sunday is they're going to be so conservative. Like, the Buffalo Bills are not going to want to pass the ball at all. They're going to want to chew up as much clock, yep, to keep the ball out of Derrick Henry's hands. So the funny thing is they don't want Josh Allen to pass the ball a lot.
You do what you do to win the game. Like, yeah, the Bills have been going for style points for the 5 years. You know, win the game. And if that is... You're so right about both of these teams, I think, are going to try to do the exact same thing to each other. I'm like, how many possessions are going to be in this game? Eight? I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens feel a little more explosive than the Bills. Like,
I think they're just going to go Henry and Lamar are just going to run this whole game.
But, I mean, this year, though, on the season, they've been much more explosive. I think they're the number one offense in the league. Like, they have big plays. The Bills do not really. The funny thing too is, like, the Bills know their receiving corps is not great. So if you get into a shootout, that would probably favor the Ravens, I think.
Depends. Like, is Zay Flowers playing?
Even so, I just feel like the Bills want a more conservative game and the Ravens want more of a track meet. Especially if you get the defense a little tired and they're running after Derrick Henry. I think they want to open it up. The Bills are just like, let's slow this down. I'm going under on that game, especially because it's 8 degrees, which is kind of annoying because I think the total is going down because of that.
I believe the last total I thought was 50.5.
Yeah, I think
still
it was
high.
51.5. I want to jump on that before, because if it's really, really, I mean, to say weather isn't going to affect this game would be crazy to me. Remember when Aaron Rodgers had that night game against San Francisco?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Yeah. It's a big, big deal. Overall, I take Lamar on Sunday night. I'd almost take neither. Like, we should really be debating who's better, James Cook or Derrick Henry. But I think at the end of the day, when it's all done, Lamar Jackson's going to be higher on the list unless Josh Allen has more Super Bowls. If they were even on Super Bowls, I think Lamar gets a little higher on the list. And I think you kind of nailed it. Those MVPs are a pretty big deal.
Definitely. 855-212-4227. Okay. The one thing, though, it's funny. Yes, the MVPs are a big deal. I'm like, but Peyton Manning had so many more than Tom Brady, but Tom just blew him out of the water with Super Bowls.
Yeah, that
would
help.
Would that actually be a closer debate if Brady didn't have seven?
Well, the funny thing is, if Lamar gets his third MVP this year and doesn't have a Super Bowl, he's going to open himself up for criticism. Like, why does this guy keep winning the MVP? It almost makes him look worse for his postseason failures, where Josh is sort of skating. I don't think Josh gets killed for postseason failures, because you pointed out he plays really well in the postseason.
Yeah, it's usually not his fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 212-4227. Now, there's been moments. but it's usually not his fault. Okay, phones early, often. Brad, Alabama. Brad, you see this as more Lamar Jackson's world.
Well, Lamar's got Derrick Henry. I know we're talking quarterbacks, but I don't even know how you would take Allen over Lamar for MVP when, I mean, Lamar threw for 41-4 and dropped another 915 yards. I mean, I understand Allen's good, but he's turnover prone. He does have it down this year, but who wants to hit a 253-pound Derrick Henry in 8-degree weather all day?
Yeah, I mean, that's two different conversations. One's the MVP conversation for regular season. The other one is this game, Brad. They're both relevant.
By the way, who wants to hit a 260-pound Josh Allen?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
I would, if I was a defender. I'm serious. Like, somebody should take a shot at that guy. I was watching the whole wild card round. I'm like, Buddy Ryan, whose pass would be so upset that nobody's hitting these quarterbacks. Why the Steelers didn't take shots at Lamar? I know Lamar sneaks out of bounds. Like, you got to hit the quarterback. You got to hit Josh Allen. It's crazy to me that they don't like try and like announce their presence to him.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things there. First of all, they might, but there's a couple things. First of all, you got to catch him to hit him.
Catch him to hit him. He's 6'7", 260. You can't miss him. He's like a cruise ship going down the line.
He jumps over people.
Okay.
Like you have to catch him to hit him because he also is not slow. And, you know, he's knock on wood, has avoided some big hits. And he's so durable. And the other part, too, and they finally are starting to get their flowers a little bit. We'll see how they do against the Ravens, is the offensive line is good for the Bills. So,
well, I mean, he still runs all the time. He ran six times in the first half the other day. Remember that game?
Lamar should be a little more worried about that. Lamar ran 13 times against the Steelers, and he took some hits.
Such a waste.
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're wondering if Matt Milano is going to put his body on the line to try to put a big hit on Lamar Jackson, may I present 9 years of evidence that he's going to.
He ran 15 times against the Steelers.
I'm sorry.
Can I give you the blueprint, which may or may not work? Do you guys remember after Cam Newton got to the Super Bowl, the first game of that year, Denver Broncos played them, and the Denver Broncos hit Cam Newton on every single play of the game. They got a couple personal fouls, but it pretty much ended Cam Newton's career because he hurt his shoulder. Mm. Like, you have to make him feel. The problem is everybody's defense is so small now because of nickels that they're all afraid of hitting people. It's 8 degrees, so you got to hit Josh Allen on one side and Derrick Henry on the other side.
I mean,
meanwhile, I'm talking tough. I would probably be, I'd probably fake a cold.
I'm going to be honest. Perloff wouldn't sit outside for this game, let alone play in it. You would not sit in the stands outside.
Let alone hit Derrick Henry.
Let alone be anywhere near. I don't even think, if they gave you a field pass, I think you'd be like, I'm good. I'm going to sit in the suite.
No, you're absolutely right. I would not be able to do this, but I did grow up rooting for a team that lived to hit people.
Well, it was a different time then, Pearl.
Yes. Yeah.
Those 15-yard penalties are a killer.
Yeah, but if you take your personal foul early and then just keep hitting them, I don't know. I think there's a balance. I do think it matters, the physical presence. And by the way, the Bills are pretty physical defense now that everyone's healthy.
I know they're small though, but
but they'll play the run tough. This is going to be very interesting. I feel very good about my pick for this game, which I will reveal later in the week.
855-212-4227. Again, simple question, but not an easy answer. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Who do you want in this game? And ultimately, who do you think is the better quarterback?
How are you wording the poll, EJ, on this one? What's the question?
You're a little bit too old to watch cards, but anyway.
Who's the better quarterback?
See, in some ways, I get that. I think is the question, who do you want in this game?
No. Who's the better quarterback?
All right. Dual, who's the better quarterback?
And then it's like, you're a little bit too old to watch cars, but anyway.
You know, Lamar's loose. I'll give him that. He does seem loose.
But he said his problem is he gets too excited in these big games.
I know. I think he's doing something different here. He's keeping it fun, light. I don't know. There's enough pressure on these dudes.
Gosh, I would not want to deal with this weather. It's such a bummer. Baltimore screwed this up. Like, you can't lose early in the season to the Raiders. They need this game in Baltimore. That is where, I mean, the regular season made such a huge difference because the Eagles have a huge advantage at the link, and the Bills, they're undefeated at home this year. The home is good.
Home is good.
It hasn't always been that way, right?
No, they had to retool their team because they lost the Bengals a couple of years ago in the playoffs because they had no running attack, and the Bengals did. 855-212-4227. Okay, let's get it going with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. We've got more Deion Sanders Cowboys news for you. The odds-on favorite to become the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is prime time. We've got college football for you today. There's a national championship on Monday. And so much more NFL. It's M&P.
Maggie, I woke up this morning with a big W. Philip Gustafsson had 31 goalie saves and more or less was 26.5 on Prize Picks, the best way to play daily fantasy. Now, I'm not totally sure what sport this was. It was Minnesota versus Edmonton. I'm assuming he's a goalie. But this is the best time.
In.
This is the best time. You still have football and you have all these other sports. There's so many fun sports to play on here. You have over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy accessible to everyone. So easy to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, and I mean any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money.
How about golf? Back on Prize Picks. Phenomenal. We love it. Prize Picks accepts all major credit cards, and they are available in 40 or more states, including California and Texas. I've been plotting out my Prize Picks for the weekend all week long. You can come along and play with us. We are obsessed. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code M&P. Get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code M&P on Prize Picks. Get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
M&P.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff show. Started the show with the debate. Who's better, Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen?
I'm going to vote on that from all my burner accounts.
Well, I think this obviously is a team game. So, and I'm very much about the team. I'm not about individuals.
Yeah, sure.
I'm thinking legacy-wise, unless Josh Allen gets a Super Bowl edge, everything being equal, Lamar Jackson's going to go down as the greater quarterback. And part of the reason is, why do you think people keep voting for Lamar as MVP and not Josh Allen? I thought Josh Allen had the MVP wrapped up, and then I came in one morning and you guys pointed out the odds shifted dramatically towards Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, because he got first team all pro, and it's the same voters who vote for all pro that vote for MVP. So if Lamar won first team all pro and Josh Allen got second team all pro, how do we think people voted for MVP? I think it's because Lamar is literally doing things we've never seen before. Josh Allen is evolving as a quarterback, I do think he is getting much, much better, and the offense is more tailored to a winning style with him, accentuating the positives, keeping him mitigating some risks that seemed unnecessary, playing a better style for the weather, all of that stuff. And I think Josh does way more he's doing more with less.
Well,
Derrick Henry's going to the Hall of Fame. Zay Flowers is a first round wide receiver.
Don't talk to me about Ravens receivers. Get out of here.
I get it. He was the first ever Pro Bowl receiver, but this was a team that people said in the offseason that they left Josh Allen with the cupboard bare.
No, it's true.
And look at what he's done.
That's the best thing that ever happened to him. So I just think that at the end of the day, if you're putting that vote in for MVP, and I am not, you're going to look at Josh Allen. Josh Allen went from 4,300 passing yards last year to 3,700 this year, and Lamar Jackson won the MVP, and his numbers increased by 40%. He's much better quarterback than last year. He's a different guy. He's totally figured out Todd Monken's offense. They're totally in sync. So I think it's a matter of judging. Well, if he won MVP last year and he's significantly better, don't you have to give it to him now? Although I think at the end of the day, anyone who votes for Lamar is just looking at the numbers. I would give it to Josh Allen because spread the wealth.
Well, I do. I wonder that it's funny that the voter fatigue has not set in with Lamar. You know, the fact that he has is sitting on two and has never been to a Super Bowl. Obviously, Josh hasn't either. But I think it's funny when we talk about the quarterbacks of this era, I think we're going to talk about Mahomes and then Lamar, Burrow, and Allen all being in the same mix, yet Allen's not going to have nearly the Pro Bowls, he's not going to have nearly the All-Pros, and he's not going to have the MVPs, and he's not going to probably have the Super Bowls, even though we all know what we're watching, which is he's right there with all of those quarterbacks, and there's probably a significant part of our people who are listening to us right now who might take Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you read a quarterback ranking, it might as, it could just as easily be Josh Allen, too. But you, when you said that, you mean Mahomes is on a different
tier. I think so.
Tier. But I saw the craziest thing the other day. The 33rd team, which we both follow, it's a consulting company that works with the NFL, and they also have a media website. They had the quarterback rankings, and Patrick Mahomes was number 4 for this year's playoffs. It's insane. But they must have been looking backwards because Mahomes hasn't done much this year. But still, like, Mahomes is grandfathered into number 1. You're right. The way you described it is perfect. It starts at number 2.
Yeah,
that's where
I
the
mean,
debate is.
Come on. I think Mahomes has deserved that. And basically, you're just comparing Mahomes versus Mahomes. You know, he's having a down year for him.
No, he's having a down year. I mean, he's not a top half of the NFL quarterback.
Okay, and think of what happened. 15 and what was their record?
Yeah, I know.
15-2.
I know.
And that last game, he didn't play and they didn't try.
Because he's Patrick Mahomes. He's just screwing around this year. He's having fun.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, please.
Let's go to Wayne, who's in Texas, who wants to weigh in on this question. Who's the better quarterback, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson? Hey, Wayne.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
We're fantastic. How you doing?
All right. This is my, and I just want to touch on some key points. I would say Lamar, when you look at the totality of their career, I'm talking about coming in as a rookie and not just the playoffs, not just the regular season, even though Lamar hasn't had success in the playoffs, which a lot of that wasn't his fault, like, and all because of the play calling of how it went. But, it, you know, he's got to take his fair blame. But with the facts that y'all point out, the MVP, the all pros, I mean, I would have to go Lamar. I mean, because and then people saying success in the playoffs is for winning. When have we ever, like, are we giving out a consolation prize? Like, is Jim Kelly considered one of the greatest because he went to 4 straight Super Bowls? I mean,
yeah.
You got to win a Super Bowl. Like, what?
I think Jim Kelly is considered not one of the greatest. Like, he's not Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, but, I mean, he walked into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, but do you hear people just talk about his name? Like, you don't hear much of Jim Kelly, and it's because he didn't win. If he would have won a Super Bowl, you would hear a lot more of him. Then, because you just barely ever hear anybody talk about him,
yeah.
And I'm just saying he didn't win a Super Bowl.
But Wayne,
he went to 4 straight.
I get it, but I ask you, like, is that his fault or is that our fault? Because I think we get a little, and I'm not just backing up my guy here. I literally,
sounds like it.
Sully has sent me a Jim Kelly signed football that sits behind me. And Wayne, thank you for the call. Is that his fault or our fault? I mean, I've always said I think it's more impressive to go to 4 straight Super Bowls. Mm. Than it is to win one, just have a one-off win, Joe Flacco. I'm sure a lot of people would probably rather be Joe Flacco maybe than Jim Kelly, but we have this ring-chasing culture where, and I blame Michael Jordan for it, or you can praise Michael Jordan for it, where it's if you didn't win, your career didn't count. And I don't think that's the way people in football look at it. I think that's us. That's the outside.
Yeah, I mean, I think Wayne made a choice right there to call in at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and tell Maggie that Jim Kelly's not one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I kind of
the numbers, Wayne. What do you say? Bruce Smith wasn't one of the greatest defensive ends. I'm not gonna believe that. You can't tell me. I watched it. You did too, Wayne.
No, thank you, Wayne. That was pretty funny. But he is totally right. Like, if Jim Kelly gets some rings, he might be in the top 8 quarterback conversation. Rings define that position.
Okay.
Not other positions, but specifically that position.
I also think this is a function of a couple things. That also happened 30 years ago. We move on. You know, who gets mentioned? Dan Marino had to have all-time amazing numbers that stood out in that era.
Yeah.
But, you know, we probably don't talk about a lot of guys that we should have talked about.
Jim Kelly's numbers are so mediocre, too. I'm just looking at them. He didn't
check
have
Troy
Marino
Aikman's
numbers. Yeah, they were terrible, too.
So it's the era. Like, you know, Manny doesn't think that history started before the year 2000.
Well, if you
move by
the era,
on.
You know, the one guy who does, Favre was outstanding in that era. That's why he won 3 MVPs. But, yeah, we're talking like top 5, 10. You need rings to be in that conversation. He's absolutely right about
that. I know,
but
think about how unfair that is. Because if John Elway didn't rip 2 off at the end of his career, are we not talking about John Elway? And that
no.
would be insane.
What? No, it wouldn't. Why would it not be insane? Like,
because he went to Super Bowls and lost, but that doesn't mean that he wasn't a great quarterback.
But not top 5. You got to get in this top, the rare air, you have to win Super Bowls. I mean, what is it?
You don't even count Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl.
No, I don't think Peyton Manning gets in the top three or four because of that. I honestly, every list I've ever seen has Brady, Montana, and then there's a little bit of a cliff. I mean, I don't think Peyton Manning's considered a top three all-time quarterback.
Ooh.
I disagree.
I love a poll question on that.
Yeah. And Wayne brings up a good point, and I'm glad he brought it up because it's going to, the rings conversation is probably going to define this era of quarterbacks. So Mahomes.
Every era. It's a position that's defined by championships. That's why Brady's the GOAT, and that's why Patrick Mahomes is coming up fast.
And there's a chance that this era become, these guys become Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, yep, John Stockton, Karl Malone.
I'm totally ready for that. I understand it. We've been calling Mahomes Jordan for a while.
Yep.
It's just, okay, Joe Burrow made it to the Super Bowl but lost. You put him on a different level just by making it, or do you have to win it? Like we can move the goalposts on this conversation all day.
Joe Burrow's got some weird stuff going on. Like, Joe Burrow gets credit for lifting a franchise that has no business being in the Super Bowl, so he gets extra credit for that. Lamar Jackson's taking over probably one of the top three or four consistent, awesome franchises.
Yeah.
But Burrow is...
What did Josh Allen do for Buffalo?
Yeah. Well,
they were the laughingstock.
Yeah, but we just talked about Jim Kelly. I mean, for Burrow is judged very differently. Like, he's like... Burrow also has this... He's had that
Burrow
college championship.
Went to a Super Bowl with the Bengals?
He's judged differently. We know it. And also, he was amazing in college. Like, Burrow's a different quarterback than Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. I don't think he's better than them, but I just think he's, like, we have this expression, never bet against Joe Burrow.
Right.
Because he defies odds in a way.
So because Joe Burrow won a college championship, he's now a winner? Like, he gets the Carmelo Anthony treatment?
He's a Heisman, too.
Yeah, but he was like but the other thing about Joe Burrow, he was like an average quarterback who all of a sudden turned into Superman at LSU. Like, and then Joe Brady got there, it was the weirdest thing.
The team also had, I mean, Joe was awesome, and the team was unbelievable.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow went from, I think he had 19 touchdowns a year before to 60. Like, he is an...
Yeah, if you had Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, you would do that too.
He had them a year before.
There's also a thing with Burrow too, I think, that it's... He kind of had a John Elway mystique before John Elway won the Super Bowls, where, yeah, like, even though John Elway wasn't a Super Bowl champion, he was considered clutch. Like, John Elway had these great drives, yeah, he had these, yeah, great playoff performances. I think Joe Burrow, we kind of look at him similarly, where it's like,
yeah,
he doesn't have a Super Bowl, but man, that guy's a dog. Like, he's carrying this team. Right. We've seen him take this team to places we never thought they could. They beat people we didn't think they could. Beat Mahomes, beat Josh Allen. I think there's a little kind of pre-John Elway Super Bowl-ness to Joe Burrow.
Where Lamar and Josh Allen have different things going, different sort of narratives going on.
But I look at them as chokers. Makes sense. Yeah, and I don't know if it's fair. I just think that that's the reality.
Man, 855-212-4227, rings culture. We'll get into the Cowboys, Deion Sanders stuff in just a moment. Bogish has headlines for us. What's going on today?
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Let us stick with Lamar versus Josh here. The QBs don't actually square off face-to-face on Sunday, but Lamar will be in a staring contest with Mother Nature in Buffalo.
I'm trying to win, so it really don't matter. I can't go into a game and be like, man, it's too cold. I can't make things happen. You know, coach, they'll probably send me home. Eric, they'll be probably trying to come, you know, have me go up there, upstairs and talk to him and stuff. So I got to lock in the cold.
I might argue it's going to be too cold Sunday. The real feel could be 6 degrees.
Oh, my God.
At kickoff late Sunday afternoon in Buffalo. Meanwhile, Ravens wideout Zay Flowers still not practicing because of his Week 18 knee injury. And Baltimore is reacquiring wideout Diontae Johnson, whom the Texans just waived after the Ravens got rid of him earlier this year. They don't want Johnson in the playoffs. They can't have him in the playoffs, but they're taking him back because he'll be a free agent this offseason, and they would get a compensatory pick if he signs with somebody else.
Oh, I thought it was because they don't want Diontae to give up the game plan to the Chiefs. They were worried that the Chiefs were going to come in or the Bills or somebody was going to sign him to steal strategy.
I mean, maybe
that's what I saw on Twitter, but you're right. That makes much more sense.
The story from ESPN was that they're doing this to lose him in the offseason and maybe get a pick.
So much more sense. I read that they were worried that the Chiefs were going to sign Diontae Johnson just to get the playbook of the Ravens.
I mean, this guy's bounced around on so many teams. Was he paying attention to the game plan? It doesn't seem like he's the most reliable narrator. He's like hot potato.
Wow. He ruined Big Ben's final 3 years. I'm not, you know how I feel about Mr. Drop Deontay Johnson. But obviously, but I thought that was funny. Like, would you sign a guy who just got cut just to bring him in and find out like what plays they're running?
Yeah,
I would
do that
in
a second.
To.
And it's been done, but I think Maggie's point's right. He might not be the most reliable source of information.
Yeah, like, is he giving you the good intel?
Yeah. The Bears turned over the Arthur Smith stone in their coaching search yesterday. The Jaguars meeting with Bucks OC Liam Cohen. Last night in Minnesota, the Warriors raced to a quick 24-point lead on the T-Wolves. The game was tied at 108, though, with less than 80 seconds left.
Looney dribbles it out to Curry. Pump fake, flyby, three ball. Got it! Oh, the net barely even moved. Curry with a pure shot from the left corner, and he claps and pumps his fist. He knows it's not over, but that was a big-time bucket by number 30.
Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. Curry, 7 threes, 31 points. Golden State hangs on for a 116-115 win.
What on earth happened in that game? Because I went to bed, and it was like 100-20 the Warriors were winning, right? They blew them out. That's crazy.
I told Manny when I came in today, like, one of the things about this job is watching a game for a half and then waking up seeing an entirely different result than you expected. Because I was that way with the Lakers Heat. The Heat were destroying the Lakers, and I wake up and the Lakers win by 9. Sorry, that was in your update.
The Warriors were up 34-12 after first quarter.
Yeah,
nothing matters in the NBA because of the 3-point.
Just because I don't know if it's like no defense or threes, but the threshold for safe lead is like 38 points.
Well, are you going to do the Clippers score?
But do they blow a 38-point lead?
No, like that one was safe.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where the relax point in the NBA is at an all-time like high or low, like however you want to describe it. But 20 points is nothing.
I've never seen a score. I'm sorry to jump on you, and I know nobody gives a crap about the Nets and they're trying to lose, but I've never seen the score like this.
This score is crazy.
It's coming next update.
Okay. Well, I just for the audience. The final score is 126-67. I'm like, that's UConn women's basketball.
Guess who scored 67?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're going to go for the tank, really go. If you want Cooper Flagg, you're going to have to work for it, and even then you're not totally guaranteed of it because of the lottery.
Like, is that like a historic loss? Like, what is
a 60-point loss? 59-point loss?
Yeah, it's the biggest win in Clippers history and the biggest loss in Nets history.
The Washington Generals keep the score closer.
Ivica Zubac in this game was plus 48 on the court.
Imagine taking the Nets and the points in this game. I don't even know what the spread was, but that would just be an all-time bad beat. Anyway.
Ja Morant, 21 points, 12 assists. The Grizz won in San Antonio, 129-115. Damian Lillard scored 30 as the Bucks dumped the Magic, 122-93. Milwaukee jumping Orlando for fourth in the East, and they've won all three of their meetings so far this season. An NBA trade yesterday, the Suns getting big man Nick Richards from the Hornets for Josh Okogie with draft picks changing hands as well. Men's number 2, Iowa State, staying hot, 74-57 over ninth-ranked Kansas. The Cyclones have now won 12 straight. Number 6, Tennessee, ran away from 23rd-ranked Georgia, 74-56. And hockey last night, Connor McDavid, 2 goals, 1 assist. Edmonton won in Minnesota, 5-3. They have now taken 7 of their last 8 games. Guys, back to you.
Did a full scouting report on the Iowa State team last night.
What do you got?
They're good.
They look like they're 2 years older than a normal college basketball team. Are they just they're huge, and they all are solid, and none of them are, I've never heard of any of them, and they're really good. Pencil them in to the Elite Eight right now.
I was going
to
say, that's the formula now.
Yeah.
A bunch of older guys coming together.
Yeah, I mean, they looked much more mature than Kansas for some reason, even though Hunter Dickinson's been there since I was in college.
It's like it's turning into old men at the Y.
Yeah, like the Jay Wright Villanova teams. Like, you can't have superstar pros. Like, I've now done 2 college basketball games. Rutgers has all these pro guys, but they're 18 years old. They have no chance. It's an old man game.
I know.
I love it.
I love it, too, because on the college football side, I mean, I think so many guys are coming back.
Yeah.
And it's just like we're keeping teams together almost like they used to do with college basketball when we love watching teams be together for 2 years or 3 years and you really get to know these guys. And now maybe we're having that in college football
a little bit. What are you talking about? One quarterback's from Kansas State last year and the other quarterback's from Duke.
Well, not just the quarterback.
But I'm saying everyone's old, but that's because of the transfer portal. Like,
I'm looking at like Penn State,
yeah,
and all these guys came back. We get another year with both running backs and Drew Aller. Like, this is going to be fun. We at least know some of these guys.
Yeah, because Drew Aller and those running backs were not going anywhere in the draft. Maybe the Drew Aller, but I hear you. But you can't say that everyone stays at their team when Will Howard or Riley Leonard are about to face off.
Well, I mean, there's always free agency now.
Yes.
Just free agency. Anyway, Bogish, thank you. We see you on the phones. You want to talk about Deion Sanders and the Cowboys? So do we. You want to talk about Lamar Jackson versus Josh Allen? So do we. We're also going to attempt to do something that might be impossible, but not for this show. It's Maggie and Perloff. Don't move.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Question for you for today, although we're going to have several for you that are mind-bending and intriguing. Who's the better quarterback, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson? Early, early returns, Josh Allen in the lead. I promise I've only voted on this poll one time. I'm not trying to stuff the ballot box like Perloff would do. Also, do you consider Peyton Manning a top three quarterback of all time? That was one we kind of stumbled upon. We started talking about ring culture and how much Josh Allen, and, well, more specifically, Josh Allen probably needs the Super Bowl even more than Lamar, because Lamar's got the MVPs. And, you know, if, like, for future generations to come, if we're talking about legacy, if Allen doesn't have an MVP, doesn't have a Super Bowl, doesn't have a Super Bowl appearance, you know, all these things, people who didn't watch him play are going to start to question, was he that good? Now, all of us who are watching him would say, young people today, or whatever we'll say. But,
well, yeah. Why wouldn't they say the same exact thing about Lamar Jackson?
Because he's got MVPs. He might have three. You can't ignore a three-time MVP and not put them in a conversation.
But there's never been a three-time MVP who hasn't won a championship. So it's a total, that's a That is something that I don't think Lamar wants to wear either. I think that's almost worse.
We also have Deion Sanders and the Dallas Cowboys still top of mind because he is the betting favorite to become the next head coach. Michael is in Dallas, wants to talk about it. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, as far as the MVP deal, stop the count.
So you were with me about Josh.
Oh, and then Travis Henry, not that great.
Travis Henry was awesome.
I love Travis Henry. Yeah. I think he had 13 kids.
Yeah.
Something like that. Derrick Henry.
Oh, don't even get me started as a Cowboy fan with Derrick Henry. So we can pay Zeke $3 million, but we can't pay Derrick Henry, who wanted to come here, $8 million. Oh, I don't know.
Mike, what do you think about Deion Sanders becoming the next head coach of the Cowboys?
Yeah, so the Cowboys, we are not in the playoffs, so the only way we can make the news is to try to sign Deion Sanders, or who do you think, Robert Saleh, mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, who do y'all think is going to be the next coach of the Cowboys?
So glad you asked, pal. And do you notice, Michael's not the only one who's made the Travis Henry, Derrick Henry. I've done it a couple times.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You guys, I can tell when, like, you guys look at me funny, I'm like, oh, I said Travis again, didn't I? Okay, let's talk about Deion, Robert Saleh, and that whole Bill Belichick thing. I weirdly think that Belichick might still be lurking here.
Whoa.
I do.
Whoa.
I do. It's gone a little too quiet. Robert Saleh, I think, is being brought in, I don't say just because, I don't know. The things Robert Saleh has going for him is he would allow Jerry and company to push him around. He will not want to have a say on personnel decisions. I just don't understand how you can look at Robert Saleh and, yeah, the Jets got worse when he left, but he was not a good coach. No one was shocked when he got fired. Maybe the timing of it was shocking, Perloff, because they were 2-3, I believe, at the time, and they were about to play the Bills in a big game. But no one stood up to pound the table to say, wow, you just got rid of this X's and O's genius, Robert Saleh.
No, but the calculus is different for the Dallas Cowboys, right? They're not looking for an X's and O's genius.
Well, that might be a mistake.
When I say that, I have no idea what they're looking for. I mean, look at some of their candidates, Deion. I think you and I, maybe I love this Bill Belichick theory. That's wonderful. But I think you overestimate Bill Belichick's X's and O's brilliance. Like, he's going to come in there and game manage the Cowboys to a Super Bowl or something. Like, and also Bill Belichick, he's good at game management, but it wasn't like he had some superpower in the last 2 minutes where he was always at an advantage. I remember a lot of close games the Patriots lost. I mean, I think of the Giants game, like, man, he should have put double team David Tyree. It's not like
David Tyree had four catches.
Bill Belichick
all
was
season.
All about preparation. His superpower was the week. I don't think it was the game. I think he was good, but I don't think he was superior.
I 100% disagree.
Oh,
there
man,
are so many games that Bill Belichick, that other teams lost because Bill Belichick was the more prepared and the better strategist.
Prepared. Like, he had all that done in advance, but I don't think he was better with fourth down or timeouts or, like, that much better than anybody else. Definitely not fourth down. He's probably behind the eight ball on that one.
Well, I think the league went through a little bit of a change with fourth down his coaching career. Like, no one was really going for it, you know, at least from what I can remember. And I actually thought Belichick was ahead of the curve in some of those. I think to not have a healthy respect for Bill Belichick and his X's and O's acumen
is
like just sacrilegious to me. Like it seems like ridiculous.
No, but not X's and O's, game management.
Yeah,
list of things. Yeah, like so. I mean, he's good, but it's not like he's gonna that skill is going to turn the Cowboys into a Super Bowl contender. No way. If anything, Bill Belichick will reset the culture and reset the level of preparation. That's what he's there for, not because with 4 minutes left in the game, he's going to outsmart Sean McVay.
He did outsmart Sean McVay in a Super Bowl.
He outsmarted him for 60 minutes. It wasn't like that's not the game management situation. That game wasn't even close.
It was close. It was 13-6. Wasn't that the final score?
13-3, but I mean.
Okay, sorry. I forgot. Yeah, the Rams didn't score a touchdown.
You don't think it's preparation with Belichick? You think it's the actual game day?
I think it's both. This is why he stands head and shoulders above.
Picture him in that Giants game the last year. He looked clueless as to what was going on.
855-212-4227. It's Maggie and Perloff.